Stav, Abby and Matt.
Hello, welcome to the podcast for today. If this is your first time listening, you are in for a treat. Even if it's your second time listening, today was good. I feel like you're going to walk away the same way you would if you paid a lot of money for a meal and were wondering if it would satisfy you. It's going to be worth the money you spent.
Oh, pressure. Lucky it's already done. We did have a good show. We helped find someone, we helped someone with a dilemma.
Yeah.
As to whether or not they should go into a role in the adult entertainment industry.
I didn't think it was a good idea.
No.
There might be some people who think it is.
But I think if you're empowered by it, then go for it. But she sounded like she was very scared of the industry, but just wanted to do it for the money, which is probably not the wrong.
And we had reasons. We did have a historical moment too when we got to, we flipped the political correctness tables and got people with accents.
You guys
to
got
do
scared.
Australian
during that.
Accents.
No,
we
get
didn't.
Scared.
We were demanding Asian.
Yes.
No, you got scared.
You got a little bit like needy. You were needy.
You got worried that we were going to get complaints.
I don't care about that.
I live for complaints.
Yeah, how many complaints has he got from Asian people?
That's a good point.
Anyway, we're not being racist because we know that's the conclusion you've jumped to. Listen to the podcast. It'll all make sense. Here we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can we vape in here?
Vape?
You vape?
Smoke a vape is what's the thing that he's always playing.
Hey, Steph, I got something on Instagram that I thought would interest you. There was a group of people that said that they are trying to legalise vaping here in Australia, and you do not smoke, but you now vape?
Yes.
And I thought this might be of an interest. His name is Brian Marlowe. Morning.
G'day, how are you?
We're good.
This might be stupid of me, but should we just tell everyone what vaping is for people, if there's anybody listening who doesn't know what it is?
Yeah.
Essentially, it vaporises a liquid that you can inhale. It basically allows people who were smoking and want to get off smoking to make the switch and quit once and for all, essentially. So it's significantly safer than smoking and has none of the actual health detriment that smoking has.
Now, can I just ask here, because I did see a report and I always look at it because I'm just like, we haven't researched it enough, I don't feel, for us to say that it is, I guess better, but 100% safe, because there was a recent study done overseas saying that it still can be cancer forming.
Yeah, so that study, according to Cancer Research UK, they've said that study was actually misleading.
Okay.
When they did that study, they didn't actually look at how vaping affected people, and they didn't directly compare it to smoking. All they did was they looked at how components of vapor from e-cigarettes may damage DNA cells, and as a result, if you have damaged DNA cells, that may lead to cancer. But we know that cigarettes do cause cancer.
I don't know about you, Brian, but I find it frustrating because there is such disinformation out there, and if you do look into it quite hard, you'll find that it is pretty solid that it is way, way better for you than actually smoking cigarettes.
Absolutely, to the point that the UK Health Department back it. So that, you know, they're out there saying to people, if you're addicted to smoking, you can't quit, take up vaping because it is safer.
Yeah, and it is great, I guess, when you're walking in the city and you see large groups of people that were out smoking. Mm. There's a lot of more people vaping now. Mm. But why is it not legal, I guess, to be able to buy the ingredients for it?
Look, I mean, we don't really know the logic behind it. We think it's pretty illogical that it is illegal. The Therapeutic Goods Administration say that, you know, there's not enough evidence out there, but the evidence is out there that over in America it's fully legal. It's legal in Canada, New Zealand, throughout the EU, and in the UK, to the point that the UK Health Department back it completely. So we think that the evidence is out there that shows that it is significantly safer than smoking. And as it currently stands, you can go down to your tobacconist and buy a pack of smokes and inhale something that'll destroy your lungs and kill you, but you can't do something that will allow you to live a healthier lifestyle.
Do you need to flush something though, Steph? Because you've just said you vape.
Yes.
I'm reading here, it's up to $45,000 and 2 years in prison if you possess one.
So you're talking about nicotine. So you can vape juice without nicotine in it. That's perfectly legal, but you can't purchase the nicotine juice in Australia.
But if you've got,
but if you
if you've
did
got nicotine
it.
Juice on you,
yes.
And people come in windbreakers, does Stav need to flush it?
Well, look, fortunately for Stav, he's only facing a fine of $9,752 up in Queensland.
Oh, so, you know, okay.
It's still a stupid amount of money
yeah.
for someone who's essentially trying to, you know, Stav, I assume you're doing it because you're trying to live a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah. I always fall back on to when I, because I've done a lot of research on it. I didn't just jump in willy-vanilly. My thought process of it is that because the tobacco companies were slow getting onto the technology, and now we're seeing some of them are getting onto it now, but and they're so powerful in the government that they're the ones that are doing this to, because when, they're not taxing it the same way they tax cigarettes. The government's not making as much money off of it as they make off cigarettes. Would you say that's what it is? Like the big tobacco companies are holding them at ransom to keep it illegal?
I don't know. I mean, there's you can't put much past the big tobacco company. But whatever it is, it's not good enough, and it needs to change.
You can't say that the health authorities would want people to continue smoking, because it costs more than the tax that they get on cigarettes. It costs more of that to do with hospital costs.
Yeah, and it kills people. I mean, people are in the health department saying, we want people to lead a healthier lifestyle, and there's an option out there that we know works, and for some reason they're not adopting it.
If anyone wants to check it out, legalisevaping.com.au is your website. Brian, thank you for coming on this morning and chatting, buddy.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Vape on, brother.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Are you okay?
I do. I need to...
Because I still don't think you know what's happening.
No, I do know what's happening.
You've fallen apart. That's what's happening.
I have.
I've fallen.
I can't get up.
There's a classic.
I love that.
I have not heard that for years.
Every time I fall over, I yell that out. Not everyone understands that.
I've fallen and I can get up.
I don't remember. Is that from a commercial?
Yeah, a stupid American commercial. I think something's happening to me. And I think I might die of old age sooner than I should.
That doesn't matter.
It does make sense.
He's losing the plot. Let's just do it. Maybe you've got an issue just with...
I think I need a carer.
You don't need a carer. Stop
help a monkey.
That.
Get a helper monkey.
You don't need a carer. You just...
Why do you need a carer?
Things are happening to me that I just can't describe, and I don't know why.
Well, this is going to be great if you can't describe them.
I've been forgetting stuff. Like, I know I'm forgetful with names and things like that, but sometimes I will go places and forget why I am there.
Really?
Like, the other day, I went to the shops around the corner from home at Oxley, and I got there, and I came up the escalator up the top, and I had no idea why I was there. I couldn't remember what shop I was meant to go to. I couldn't remember... where I was going.
I
knew where I was, but I got to the top of the escalator and I went, why am I here?
Is it true that the other day you forgot how to draw an S?
Yes.
It's just a snake, mate.
I went to get my car washed and I had to write down my number plate.
And you're like,
what? And there's an S in it. And then as I got, the S was the very last digit. And as I got to it.
Not a digit.
Shut up.
Don't, you're not helping, okay?
Yeah, you know what? Show some respect to your elders. You know,
you're younger than me.
But I got to write the S, and the panic set in because I thought, how do you write an S? I can't write an S, so I had to go to the bottom corner because I couldn't remember which was an S, which was a Z, and what was a 5. So I had to write them all down and then go up and figure out to write the S.
It's okay.
And I still got it wrong. I had to scribble it out and redo it.
This has happened to me before. They say it's kind of like an early onset, like dementia. It can be kind of like that, which is a very serious issue. But it's either brought on by like stress or sleep deprivation. Because like when I have like a newborn or anything like that, I often forgot my name.
Oh, that's, yeah?
So, yeah, I don't remember my surname, and I say, what have you got down there? Because that way I can always say, is it my married name or is it my maiden name? Yeah.
I had another thing the other day where I dropped Xander off at a creche, and there was two rooms there, and I took him in, and they went, oh, no, this is for five-year-old kids. Is he 3? And I said, yes, he's 3. They go, well, he can stay here if you want, or he can go to the other one. And I went, oh, I don't know. What do you reckon, Xander? And we were chatting. And then I went, oh, hang on a second. Did you ask if he was 3? She said, yes. I went, no, he's 4. Sorry, he's 4. And then I realized, no, he actually was 3. But then I just lied because I didn't want to say to her, sorry, I got confused with how old my kid was.
She's like, he's also spelled 4. His name with an S, which is weird.
Zander. Are you tired? Are you stressed?
No, I don't feel either of those.
I think you're going to have to come up with that sort of excuse.
Because I'm actually not even joking, quite terrified of it, that I feel like my brain is just diminishing and I'm losing function. And next thing you know, I'm going to have to wear a Depends in here.
I have to do Sudokus. Is that what they say?
Yeah, that helps. Yeah. Tim, Cindy, don't worry. I'll look after you guys as it all falls apart.
Don't you have those moments though? Like I do feel for you, Maddie, because I do have those moments where I'm just like, oh, I wasn't supposed to drive here.
Mm.
And then you end up at the wrong place. Like I've just driven into work before when it's a weekend, I was supposed to take the kids swimming. And they're like, "As you work, Mum?" And I was like, "Yep, just a tour."
Yep. We got first calls coming up. I just wanted to put it out there. As stuff starts getting weird on the air, and no, people start to think, "What's wrong with Maddie?"
You're doing the best that you can.
I am doing the best I can. 13, 10, 16. When in first calls, if you're someone who's dealing with this at the moment, we'll take your calls there too.
You remember the number?
That is the number, is it? Yeah, that's good. Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt
on Hit 105.
You?
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
You did that on purpose.
I did.
Swear on my life I didn't.
Everything's going to be okay, Maddie.
Do you smell burning toast?
No.
Now, Maddie's having a little bit of a...
put toast on like half an hour ago.
He's got a little scared at the moment because he says he's losing his mind. So on first calls, we just wanted to ask if you are as well. Make him feel better.
Yeah,
he forgot how to spell, well, how to write S.
Yes. Yes.
I went to the shops the other day, got to the top of the escalator, could not remember why I was there. I thought I've come all the way here and don't know why I'm here.
What did you do?
Went and sat back down in my car for about 15 minutes and then just went home.
Okay, you might be in trouble. Monica in Cleveland, this has happened to you. You can make Maddie feel better about himself, yeah?
I do, yes. It actually resonated with myself there, Maddie. I'm having terrible memory loss where I actually don't know what day of the week it is.
Mm.
Like whether or not I would continually think it was Tuesday if it was Sunday, and constantly throughout the actual day I'd have to ask someone, what day is it? Or I'd have to look at my phone to find out what the actual day is. And it could be also stressed as well too. I have gone through quite a lot of traumatic experiences over the last couple of months.
Yeah,
and
right.
They put it down to stress.
Right.
Yes.
Maddie, are you stressed? Are you stressed, Maddie?
I didn't think I was stressed. I've this year, like my 2018 thing was just to let stuff go. And I feel like I've done that pretty well.
Yes, Monica, you're doing that on the outside, but inside.
Inside the turmoil. And Monica, you can probably relate to the stressful stuff that you've gone through. He's shopping for a pool at the moment.
So, and it's so stressful, Monica, when you can't get them to come down to your half price that you're willing to pay them.
Do you know how hard it is to get a pool on a budget these days?
We know. You've got to run home during meetings to be able to get there, and that is stressful.
He's got to drive home in his free ute.
Yes.
It's got to be stress.
Shout out to MMG, the great people there. Go and buy yourself a car.
You remember that, don't you?
I think it is sleep deprivation. He does, doesn't it?
Hey, you be supportive, all right? What? Be more supportive.
Why?
You don't know how hard it is to be me. Alicia.
What, your wife does all the cooking and cleaning?
No, she doesn't. I cooked last night, thank you very much.
Yeah, you cook once a week. She gets up to the baby. I'm sorry.
Alicia, I wonder why I'm having a breakdown. Yeah. I wonder why. I come to work.
Well, happy hump day, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, honey.
Wednesday, yep.
Is it really a happy hump day? Because I think I'm losing my mind too. Mm. This morning, I left for work. I also left my car keys and my house keys inside my loft house.
Oh,
that is
annoying. Great start. Yeah, nothing better than throwing $150 away for a locksmith on a Wednesday morning.
Oh,
and
no.
You only ever remember just as the door clicks behind you is when it sinks in, right? Mm-hmm.
I literally went to press the button on my door to open the car, and I was like, you have got to be kidding.
Shattered. All right. Jess in Holland Park, please, some sympathy.
So I started forgetting how to spell my name and letters, like yourself and Abby, and then it progressed to where I was, like, forgetting how to swallow, and I was dropping things, and I started to get really concerned and booked a appointment with the neurologist. And just prior to that, I had worked a big shift one day at work. I came home and decided to take my daughter out for dinner, and I couldn't walk. Like, I forgot how to walk.
Oh,
I thought I was having a stroke.
What was it?
I went to the neurologist shortly after that, told him all my symptoms. They'd done a CAT scan because they thought that it might have been like a tumor or something like that. But it turns out to be, as Abby said, sleep deprivation and stress.
Yeah. All right. You get a good night's sleep. It's like when me and my wife watched that movie about, what's the word? I can't remember. Alzheimer's.
Oh, good
ironic.
God.
Alzheimer's. we watched the movie with Julianne Moore, and Kat turned to me and went, it's really scary. Like, she can't remember her kids. Like, it's really scary. What if that happened to me? That really freaks me out.
Yeah.
And I looked at her in the eye and I said, babe, we watched that movie last night.
Because I'm supportive.
You're a jerk is what you are. Stick around.
For what?
For nothing.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Tomorrow we're going to play Alpha Bucks. It'll be the 8th of February when we do it. This letter will help you win $10,000.
And it is.
Excuse
Bless
me.
You.
Sorry.
T for Tom is your letter for tomorrow.
Alrighty. Alpha Bucks, 8 a.m. every morning with us. Win some big cash.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
If you listen to the show and you've got a little bit of a dilemma, you know that you can always call 131060 or send us an email or maybe hit us up on Facebook page. Mm. And someone who listens to the show has done that. They've got a little bit of a dilemma they want to get everyone's opinion on.
Okay.
And I think it all comes from financial strain. They want to remain anonymous. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi. Yes, I am.
Morning, hon. Now,
morning.
What is the dilemma or what's happening in your household at the moment?
So me and my partner are really struggling paycheck to paycheck, and I'm a young mum and I've got a 4.5-month-old baby, and I'm wanting to get a job in the adult entertainment business because I know that that would help us a lot. So I wouldn't be working as an escort, but it would be leading up to that.
Right. Okay.
I absolutely love and respect my partner. I can't imagine my life without him, but just I can't sit around home and not do anything.
Is he fine with you doing this?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. So times are really tough. He doesn't want you to do it. You sort of want it for the money. But this sounds very extreme. I know there's a lot of young mums out there that would be struggling financially. Could you not think about another job like bartending if your partner's not comfortable with it?
I haven't been able to find anything. I've been searching for about 2 months or more. Just to try and ease the stress on all of us.
Can I ask, have you ever done anything like this in the past? Are you familiar with the industry?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because
so you obviously know exactly how much money you can make, and if you do go down this track, you know that you can make a lot more money than, I guess, just working in retail or something.
Yeah, I've had a few friends in the area.
Okay.
But would your partner leave you if you started this career, though?
It'd definitely create a big rift.
Yeah.
I'm just scared of that.
My concern is that you're not going to have the support, though. Like, I think a lot of, and there's a lot of people that are in the industry and they're listening, and I feel like they've made the decision by themselves. But if your partner is against it and you're not going to have his support, it's very hard going into an industry like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you've called us because you would like advice. And 131060, if people want to weigh in here, I would love if there is someone who is in the industry to call up and give advice.
And maybe they have young mums that are in there. Mm. Yeah.
Anonymous, I'm going to give you my advice. And that is, don't do it. I know that you need the money. And I know that it's stressful and that your thoughts are all from you want to make sacrifice for your daughter or son. I don't know what you have.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any money in the world that is worth you having to do that. I wouldn't want that for anyone to do that just for the sake of money.
Yeah.
That's a good point, though. Is it an industry that you think you would enjoy working in?
Mm.
Probably not, but
well, then, no.
The money sounded appealing.
Yeah,
at the time,
of course it sounds appealing, but with all the issues that comes with it, there's so many other jobs that you could do. I know it's hard to be able to get it. I know there's people that have been searching for jobs for 2 years. A friend of mine just posted that she's finally got a job at Big W, but I just feel like that's something that your partner's going to be more comfortable with.
Yeah.
Well, 131060, the phones have lit up. If you've got advice, maybe you've got experience as well.
Do you want to hang the line and have a listen to what people have to say, and we'll catch up with you at the end of the next lot of calls, okay?
Yep. Okay. Awesome.
Hang on. Thanks, Hans.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
You want to live for free, we'll pay your rent or your mortgage. Hit105.com.au is the place to go. And I would recommend that the girl we are speaking about here should enter that competition.
I'm sure she has. Sure
rather
she has.
Than do okay. this.
Well, she has called up and she wants to get people's help because she's a young mum and they're struggling financially and she would like to go into the entertainment industry. For money reasons, and her partner is against it. And we want it on 13, 10, 60. What's your thoughts on it?
She's listening. We're going to catch up with her at the end of these calls okay. here, but first.
Jess in Strathpine, what do you think?
Hi, how you
it?
Doing?
Hey.
So basically, I've been in the industry, well, I was previously in the industry for quite a long time, and I wasn't an entertainer or a dancer, so to speak. I was one of the people that kind of stood there and oversaw everything, and I did the bartending side of things as well. So I saw the daily struggle, like, with some of these girls that did come in. So I just wanted to offer her some advice that, you know, it's not going to be easy, especially if she doesn't have that support from her partner. It's one of those industries where you can't do it alone. Because sometimes if you're not having quite a good night, if your personality is kind of a little bit off or you're feeling that you don't have that support, you might come home without anything in your pocket. So, you know, it's a very two-sided kind of situation, you know.
Are you saying that some girls can walk around with no clothes on for the night and because no guy shows any interest...
They don't get any money.
They make no money.
Yeah, it's one of those... It's such an unpredictable kind of industry, you know. Some nights you can do really, really well and some nights you might come home with nothing. So she just has to prepare herself that, you know, if she does really want to take that dive into the industry, it's not going to be, I'm going to be coming home with so much amount of money every night.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, we've got Mr. Big. Mr. Big, what's your thoughts on it?
Look, I reckon she shouldn't go into it. You know, I was in there when I was young, dumb and full of cum. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's an old life. Now I've got a nice paying job now and that. But with my, like, I went through my first marriage, you know, first wife wasn't happy with it. Second wife, you know, we've been together for 6 years now, and, you know, she still brings it up and that, you know, like, you know, I can't get away from it, you know, she still feels, you know, upset, you know, that I had to lower my standards for that. Mm. You know, and coming from a guy that was doing this sort of stuff, you know, and now my partner with, you know, with kids, you know, I reckon, you know, like, there's a lot of jobs out there, you know, like, I'm a truck driver now in the mines, you know, and... You know, at the moment, you know, she could go over to WA, up north, Queensland, south, anywhere like that, you know, and get a job like that, you know, because over in WA, all the other states now prefer to hire female drivers over males because they look after the things, you know, and if she, you know...
And let's be honest, they're probably more trustworthy as well.
Well, they are, but I think her issue is that she didn't want to leave her child. We've got Jess and Karina. What's your thoughts on it?
I actually agree with it. My friend actually does it, and she actually loves it. She's got 7 kids, and she's on her own, and she actually loves the extra money. It helps her out heaps. Mm-hmm.
Jess, when you say, because the difference I wonder between your friend and this girl is that she doesn't want to do it. She's purely doing it for the money. When you said your friend enjoys it, she enjoys the money, or she's actually quite comfortable with the work?
A little bit of both, I guess. She, you know, more so she has to kind of do it because she can't get any other jobs. You know, she's an older woman, not, you know, her age is about 42. And she help her kids out. Yeah. She's got a lot of kids.
And lots of people in the industry actually enjoy it. But just does she have the support of her partner as well,
though? She's single.
She's single. Ah, right. She doesn't have a partner.
Well, she doesn't have to. She is doing it.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to make sure someone else respects her for her decision.
Didn't it go through?
Hello.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Anonymous.
Couch has been declined.
You're on the air.
Hi. Look, I worked as straight out of prostitute. 6 years ago, I was coming off a serious illness. Me and my partner were living hand to mouth. I lied to him and told him that I was actually working in the office. Right. You end up working nights, and I had a little boy at home that needed me. I ended up using drugs to stay awake, drugs to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Me and my partner's relationship just dissolved. He found out the truth, and I ended up on my own and with a drug habit. And it's not a fun industry to be in. So sorry, bear with me. It's not a fun industry to be with, and it can destroy your relationship. And I now have a good relationship with him, but he still brings it up and he still reminds me about it, and it is really difficult.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not a fun industry to be in. Like, at the end, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. You know, I didn't know who I was anymore, and it was emotionally disturbing to me. My son picked up on it, that I wasn't the same person. You know, it's not a fun industry to be in, and I did it out of what I felt was necessity, but necessity ended. I ended up losing everything that was good.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Well, right. We have had the person who's called up with the dilemma from the beginning. She's been listening the whole time. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
What are you thinking after hearing all of that?
I'm thinking maybe I should go and try for maybe a bartending job, like one of the girls suggested.
It's hard, huh?
Then
but
I still get to go out and
I think you just have
still to a responsible job.
You have to work out what you're going to respect yourself in. You know what I mean? What sort of job?
Yeah.
Go and see someone, I guess, to like the Salvos or someone like that as well. Talk to them. They do a lot of job hunting for people.
They
do all that kind of stuff, and people who are doing it tough. So make sure you go and see them, and they'll talk to you about your skills and the things that you can do to find work.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Tomorrow, mark it down in your diary, because we finally take our raft, built by the people of Brisbane.
Yes.
Mainly our marine engineer.
Yes. Alistair.
What a champion.
He's a champion.
Gorilla Tape and Atlantic Real Estate,
yes,
who are the major sponsor who bought most of the goon.
Go and check them out at Ipswich.
We take it, we put it in the Brisbane River, and we paddle our little hearts across that dirty brown lake.
Tell you what, my parents are so proud that their drinking of cask wine has really inspired us to go across the river, and they wrote to me last night, are you really sure you're going to do this? And yes, we are, because this is the most exciting day for me. I mean, I know tomorrow's very exciting, but I've said that I'm not going to get on the raft, and neither are you, until we have a team uniform.
Loves a team uniform.
And this has been a dream of mine, because you know that I love the guys from Black Milk, and I have to have a shout out to them, because they're a local Brisbane company. But they've just got so many followers from celebrities all over the world. So we're going to be like, we're going to be up there with like Kesha and Katy Perry. Like, they all wear these designs.
Yes, they do.
And
they don't all cross
board.
a goonsack raft or a river. But
They may.
Kesha might have back in her heyday.
But I love them though, because they've come on board, and I was like, we need a team uniform. We all need to look the same.
Before we get them out, because we're about to look at them.
Yeah.
Stav qualified as captain.
Yes.
Because we found out he's the fastest rower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he technically need to approve this?
Yeah, I need to approve everything.
No. But you've got little bags. You've got little bags.
It's just a name tag, mate. Just because it says captain.
Is that what you're revealing now?
Yes. So these are the tops that we get to wear. So Black Milk have...
Look at that.
...made them for us.
Got our names on it and everything. That's how. That's so they can identify the bodies,
yes,
which is 100%, fantastic.
Which is really nice. But if you're gonna end up like this, you want to be buried in this.
It does look good.
It does look good, doesn't it?
It's very Mardi Gras.
What do you mean?
Well,
they've got their like signature galaxy print that they do. So they've got Hit 105 on the front, and then our names on the back, which are pretty amazing.
What number did you get? So, we all got 18?
Mm-hmm.
I got 18.
Yeah, I got 18.
I wonder
why
they went with 18.
I thought it might have been our birthdays, because I'm 18, but it's not.
And then we've got tights.
We're all celebrating for you.
It's the year, morons. Good point. Good point, producers.
I told you earlier in the morning I was having a breakdown.
Okay. The year we went missing. And we've also got tights as well.
Oh, yes.
You boys get to wear tights.
Oh, I'm funny about tights.
Are you?
Yeah, everyone can see the size of your wing.
Well, you've just revealed that you have an issue to be concerned
about. The size of the wand, not the wizard behind it.
Anyways.
It's not what Harry
says. Thank you so much to Black Milk. You
good
know
on
I love
them, yeah,
you.
Black
We're
going
to look amazing.
Here, give them some songs. Let's get down to business.
Yeah, because also importantly, we have been, all this week, we've been struggling with where we're going to launch the thing, because the council has been dragging its heels, let's be honest. But they have come through with the goods as of yesterday, and they've given us not one, but two possible launch places that we can launch the boats from. And there is confusion on the team as to where we go from.
We do have a printout of the potential crossings. There is two different ones, and there is an email that's come through from Nick, who's the head of this operation, because he's got a jet ski, so he's qualified.
That's all he needed.
Yep. He has said, so there's two slightly different routes being discussed. He has said, basically, the one with the blue liner is a shorter distance and easier to launch. But if the current is too strong, you'll be fighting it the whole way.
So should we tell people where? We're talking about
Combsley.
Combsley Beach Reserve boat ramp,
yes.
Which apparently is right near Eat Street.
Yes.
Is that correct?
He said the white line is a longer journey, but once you get into the river, the current should help you and take up a lot of the work. Now, I say we go the blue.
Because she's not rowing.
And I've got faith in you boys.
It's the shortest.
So it's the shortest distance. It's going to be harder, but you guys will row. I mean, obviously, you might have an issue with your heart, but...
Yep. Stav and I, we want to take the current route.
Yes.
We want to
use nature
to
help us.
Well, I will remind you, I am the captain.
Well, then why are we going to...
And remember, as the person who came third in the rowing race...
Just behind you, Maddie.
You were the sacrificial lamb where if there was a shark issue, it was agreed that the person who came third in that race was going to be the first one fed to the sharks. Mm. So although you don't have to row, you will be tossed in the water if we see any Finnegan coming our way.
Good luck with that.
But seeing as how it is the boat that the people built...
Yeah.
I think the people should have the ultimate say.
It's Brisbane's
boat. You're the captain. Rather than making a decision, you're going to throw it over to people. Okay. Great captain.
Okay, then we'll go the white route.
At the same time, the captain goes down with the boat. Stav kept telling me about that.
Yeah, but
he's saying it's law.
We made an agreement that the captain didn't have to. This is the first time in history. No, it's not the first time in history the captain saved himself.
Are we going to put this up? Should we put it up on the Facebook page so people can see? Because I think they've really got to see.
No, well, for people listening, 131060... Do we row the shorter distance against the current or the longer distance with the current? What do you think will be the safest option? Whatever Brisbane decides for Brisbane's boat, we will do.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
People are going to stand on the shores of the dirty brown river of Brisbane and they're going to say, Bob Hawke, Ned Kelly, Stav, Abby and Matt, all legends of this great country.
Put us up there with Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But we
because
are.
Because what he did was, you know,
yeah,
people
didn't
like
really
it.
Really like him. Like he killed people, and
hence the reason we're up there with Ned Kelly.
Okay. Good point. Because some people might. Yeah. Good point. Okay. So we are going to cross the Brisbane River in a goon raft that we have made with the help of Alistair, our naval engineer. But we're now trying to decide where we cross because there's two different options. There is the longer route, but it
uses the tide,
but it's longer. Or there is a shorter route that goes across from the current. So it's going to be harder work, but it is shorter.
We're leaving from the Combsley Beach Reserve boat ramp, and anyone can come down and watch us do this. Yes. We're going to launch at around...
Is it 11?
11 a.m.
11.
Every accident needs a lot of witnesses, so we'd appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, the news crews will be there. If you want to get your head on TV... There you go.
So we're throwing it out to the people of Brisbane, 131060. We don't know what is the best route. Well, Matt and I do, but Abby thinks that we should take the blue route.
I'm not rowing, so I've got faith in you guys.
So before we go to the people of Brisbane, our naval architect has been listening. Mm. He built this boat. Mm-hmm. Alistair, what are your thoughts?
G'day, guys. Yeah, look, the less time you spend on the raft, the better, I think.
Right.
But look, I'm really happy with the guys at Gorilla. They've really... Yep. Done a good job with the structural integrity. So, that's great. We've looked after the buoyancy and the structural integrity. It's just that stability. So the less time we spend on that boat, the better.
I will point out, Alistair, like even the maker of the Titanic probably didn't say to the people going on there, you know what, the less time you spend on this big boy, the better for everyone involved.
What are you saying then? Are you saying that we should do the blue?
What was the blue again?
The blue is the straight across but against the tide.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably the better one.
Do you have faith in the boys, though? You saw them. I mean, you saw them knock back the Oporto Burgers. You know they've got strength, but do you have faith in them to row quickly?
Yeah. And there's always that support craft.
Hey, you just be careful. You spent an hour and 45 minutes begging me to get some Uber Eats that I've only just ordered for us.
I'm not rowing.
Okay.
I'm going to add another goon bag. I'll just hold it.
131060. Janice, the longer route. With the current, the shorter one against it?
I think the longer one with the current.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, any experience in naval stuff?
No, but I have done SUP and canoeing, so, you want to go. It's really hard working against the current. It's really hard work.
It is.
Okay. And
it
just makes you want to give up.
Mm. All right, so
and you guys, cruisy. You guys want to pick the cruisy option, definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
If we could choose the cruisy option, I'd be on a P&O, to be honest.
What about Max? Max, what do you think? Should we go with the longer route that's going with the current or the shorter one?
Yeah, I reckon you should go with the longer route. They always say to go with the flow, make go your life a little bit easier.
I always wondered where that saying came from. All right. Charmaine in Daisy Hill, what do you think? Longer route, less rowing, shorter route, more rowing?
Longer route, mm-hmm. less rowing. Because mm-hmm. you might, like, get there faster with the current.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That would be my thoughts.
So it feels like is that decided? Is everyone going to go against our naval engineer, the only one with a degree?
Let's check with Renee first in Caboolture. What are your thoughts here? Remember, these are our lives at stake in very sharky water.
I think the longer route with the current, definitely. Okay. It'll be easier on you guys.
That's 100% there from the listeners.
It's 100%. Can I just check with Alistair one more thing? Is that all right?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Alistair, when you say that we need to spend as less time on the water as possible for the integrity of the boat, what exactly are you concerned about? I know you say they've done great with the tape, but do you feel like they could come loose?
No. It's the stability. It's stability. The three things were the buoyancy, the structural integrity, and stability. And that's the only one that we can't really control with the goon bags, because like the Titanic's made out of steel, so the buoyancy doesn't change. But the goon bags, the buoyancy does change because they move, they might lose air, they might take on water. Mm. All those things are a little bit of an unknown factor once we get on the water.
They're silver-like metal, so technically...
No, they're not.
It would work the same way, right?
We'll be right.
If they start taking on water...
Hey, ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
You guys better paddle fast.
All right, we'll be fine. So that's...
Tomorrow we will become... Champions of the River, 11 a.m. Colmsley Boat Ramp. Make sure you're there. We can do this, guys.
Oh, we can do it. Whether we should do it.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
We live in a society at the moment where we try not to offend people. Don't you guys think?
No, I disagree. We live in a society where everyone is just fanging to get offended.
Outrage.
People are so excited when they find a reason to tell you why they're offended.
I'm offended by that.
See? That's exactly right. Oh, you're talking to me. I'm not going to ask you to describe your intentions. I'm just going to bitch and moan.
Well, political correctness. I don't know whether it is rude to do accents. Do you know, like, I feel like we live in a place where if I was doing an Irish accent, that's acceptable, and a Scottish, it's funny, but if we were going to do
an Asian... No, it's not.
As a Scottish person? Mm. Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you get offended?
If it's a bad one, yes. You're like,
You can say it's bad, but you don't say that really hurts. That's rude.
Depends how bad it is.
Okay, well, all right. Well, for the sake of this conversation,
sure.
I feel like if we were going to do an Asian accent, people are like, hey, don't do that. That's racist.
Mind you, I always found if I was doing a gotcha call back in the day, you could do whatever you wanted. And then I would drop it in normal conversation and be like, whoa, don't do an Indian accent.
But I go and see a Chinese acupuncturist, and there's a masseuse there as well. And I just love her because we always end up giggling because she always says my English isn't very good. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's great. But she'll be talking about things and she'll go, oh, don't do sexy. I'm like, do you mean intimate times? And she's like, I don't know what that means. And we always have this bit of a giggle because we can't work it out.
It's a language barrier.
Yeah. And I always try and explain it to my husband. But when I do the accent, I'm like, that's a bit weird. And then I thought about it. I'm like, imagine if she goes home to her husband and does my voice.
Of course she does. She goes home, she goes, oh, this white girl came in. She was like, oh, my Dexter. Hey, set me out. Hey, set me out. And I told her, don't go home and do that thing on the swing. She was all like, but what else am I going to do? You can't just sit there.
Okay, so that's bad. And this is why I want to open it.
That's how it would have gone.
Stan, stay with me here. 131060. Do you have an accent from a different country?
Mm-hmm.
Please call up on 131060. And do an Aussie accent.
But when you say accent from another country, you're saying countries that people would go, oh, you're being racist.
Well, not always. Any. Like, I always go, we do a South African accent, and I'd like to hear them do an Aussie accent, or a Chinese person do an Aussie accent.
My mum has to do an Aussie accent to get her GPS to understand her.
Yeah, because she's got a very strong Scottish accent.
She'll be driving, and she'll be like, call Paul. That's her husband. And she'll be like, I did not understand. Call Paul. Call Paul. You'll call him.
So I think we want You want Indian?
Yeah, I'll take
I think
whatever.
You need. You want Asian? Yeah.
Any accent that's not ours?
No.
Why?
I know what we're doing.
Now you're
here.
Being racist.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're excluding members of the community from our phone topic.
What we're trying to do here is we're trying to prove that it also happens the other way.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, if you're white, it's not going to work for this.
Yes, because it will.
And if you're Asian and you call up and you do the voice, we can tell if you're doing the eye thing as well. So don't do that, because that is racist.
No, but this is what we're talking about, is that if you do the accent of a white person, no one bats an eyelid. If you go anyone of colour, that's when everyone says you're being racist.
That's a good point.
Even if you're not trying to be racist, you're just impersonating that race.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's got...
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of a country that it would apply to.
It's all right if I've got you.
Nah.
What about Sweden?
I just want to hear like how a Dutch would do our accent, though, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
How they would do it.
Well, 131060, the phones are open. I cannot wait to hear these impersonations. Let's break down some societal walls here, people.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, we're talking about political incorrectness and how it all works, because I go to a Chinese acupuncturist and she struggles with English language, and I was wondering if she goes home and sort of copies my accent.
Because whenever, if you're an Aussie and you impersonate someone who's Chinese or Indian, everyone goes, oh, you're being racist.
Well, she just said, she was saying things that were really funny. I was trying to tell my husband, I was like, well, if I repeat it, then that's racist?
I don't think it's racist at all.
You don't think it is?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it is. We don't know. Do you consider it racist if a Indian guy impersonates you as an Australian?
I've never had it happen, though.
Well, but if it did, would you think it's racist?
I don't know, because I've never had it happen.
We're about to hear it, because I want to know on 131060, are you a foreigner? Do you have an accent? And we want to hear you do an Aussie accent.
Yeah, we got Yemma from Ormia. Yemma, where are you from originally?
I'm from Israel, but my name is Yanir.
Sorry, Yanir. Off to a bad start. We're sorry, mate.
If we impersonated you, would you think we were being racist?
Nah.
No.
All right.
Well,
give us your chance.
Give us your best Australian accent, Yemma.
G'day, mate. How are ya? Let's put some bangers in that esky and go for a dip.
bangers in the esky and go for a dip.
We are focused, aren't we?
And you know what?
Hearing it back.
I find that cute. I don't find that racist at all.
All right, we've got Jennifer from Eden's Hill. Where are you from, Jennifer, originally?
From Philippines.
From the Philippines.
Have you ever done, is this something you've done, or is this the first time you've ever attempted an Australian accent? Do you try Australian accents from time to time?
I get that one a lot at work. Mm-hmm. I do talk to many international, which is, I do love it because I learn so many languages. And then every time I talk, of course, like an Aussie, like, I can say it now if you want.
Yeah, go for it.
How are you going, Mike?
That's pretty good.
That's really good. Tell us what you had for breakfast this morning, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. I had a very nice toast with a poached egg.
poached egg.
Okay.
131060, phones are open.
We've got so many calls.
I would love someone Chinese to call through. Mm-hmm. If you're Chinese and you've got a strong Chinese accent, we want you to get on for this. That'd be great. Okay. Christian's from Nigeria. Hey.
Hey. Hello.
All right, give us your Aussie accent.
Hey, man, how you going, mate?
Everyone.
Why do we go like this?
Because that's how it sounds to me.
And everyone says, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. All right.
tell us about your partner with an Australian accent. Describe her to us.
Oh, well, it's pretty funny. She's Australian.
Yeah.
And she's been learning how to speak Pidgin English. Yeah, she's been learning how to speak Pidgin English, and she speaks.
Maddie wanted it in your Aussie accent.
Yeah.
Alpha, how you doing now? You know, it's not like a street slang, and she's been learning it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And whenever she says it in the midst of my friends, they all burst into laughter, which I find pretty funny. I don't pick offense. I consider myself very fortunate because I speak well over 5 languages.
Oh, well done, Christian.
We've got, is it Essie from Deception Bay?
Yes, ma'am.
You're from Aram. Would you like to give us your Aussie accent?
G'day, mate. How are ya?
That's good.
That's really good.
Essie, what do you normally sound like? Tell me what you do for a living in your normal voice.
I'm actually a handyman, and usually if I talk like these people, they think I'm Aussie. Then after that, then they got maybe issue with my accent.
Yeah, and being surrounded by tradies too would help. What you're doing today in your Australian accent.
Well, bloody, I'm going for landscaping.
Landscaping.
But he threw a bloody in there.
Yeah.
All
right.
Thanks, Essie.
To Misa.
Well, bloody, I'm going for landscaping.
Hello? Oh, you just got to turn down your radio.
He threw a bloody in there.
All right. We're going to have to go. No one Chinese.
Well, it's because we've got so many calls. They're all blocking it up at the moment.
Well, let's get rid of some. Unless the Chinese people don't listen to us.
That's a racist thing to say. No Chinese people listen to us?
Because none of them called. How was that racist to say that? I said, unless no Chinese people call.
Okay.
They're not listening. Oh, God, everything's racist these days, isn't it?
Gee, Maddie, we're doing so well.
You brought the tone down.
First time I've
next
done
time,
that?
No, I'll go to my acupuncturist on Tuesday, and I'll get her, and I'll record it for you, okay?
You?
Yeah. Yes.
No, get her to call. I want to chat to her. Because okay. I've got some questions about her, about you, that I need to ask.
Oh. All right.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Now it's back to Ross Greenwood for Hip Hop Finance.
Now, as you can see here, with mo money comes mo problems. Word to your mother, I'm Ross Greenwood.
Yeah, we are dream makers. We're going to make your dream come true. We're going to take your rent. We're going to take your mortgage. And we are going to kick it in the face and say, you no longer need to pay it. We'll pay it for you. Now, I register hit105.com.au. We've teamed up with Valleycar Homes to do that. And we thought, when you've got so much extra money left over, what are you going to do with it?
Well, now is actually the time to buy, I guess, if you want to follow the stock market. Because yesterday was not a very good day, which means everything's very low. Good time to buy. Or is it? Talking to Channel 9 money man Ross Greenwood. Good morning.
Morning to you. How are you doing?
Yes,
is it all
good,
doom and gloom?
Cash in the pocket would be a great thing today, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Now, can you explain
have a party,
what
go on holidays, have a good time?
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic.
It'd be great. Can you explain what happened? Because the Dow Jones had a shocker, down 1,100 points.
It did. It was its biggest one-day points fall in history. Though I should say, you've got to be careful with maths and with numbers here, because even though it was a massive fall in points terms, 1,100 points, because the stock market's risen so much, companies' tax cuts, the fact is, it was nowhere near the biggest fall that the US markets had in percentage terms, and that's the most important thing. So it's not necessarily any massive share crash, although it could turn into that. Now, the truth is that Australia, you know, we just followed them, and so as a result, our market yesterday lost the best part of $60 billion, and it lost $30 billion worth of value the previous day.
Well, too bad.
You sit there and say, well, it's lost the best part of 5% in 2 days. Now, when I say 5%, it doesn't seem like too much. But if you say sort of like the best part of $90 billion over the past 2 days, it seems like a whole bunch of money.
Mm.
And the truth is, that's just a bit like the price of your house going up or down, or, I don't know, the price of apples going up or down. Until you buy them or until you sell them, you know, they're not actually worth anything. It's just the price on the label, as it were. So that's the way people should sort of think about this. Although I can tell you overnight, there's been incredible volatility on Wall Street again. And as we speak, the Dow Jones Index is down about 110 points, so nowhere near as bad as the previous day. But again, the market right now, it's almost like a battle between the buyers and the sellers. There are people out there thinking there are bargains. There are other people out there worried that the market's going to continue to fall.
Mm.
And that is, if you like, the battle that's going on the markets around the world right now.
Yeah, but if you don't want to panic, though, I think you just need to follow Donald Trump on Twitter, because he seems to think that it's all under control. Do you believe him?
Well, he does, yeah. You know, it's really funny. So you go back when the market was booming and hitting all those records, Donald Trump going, you know, America's great again, we've got all these jobs, and you know, the stock market's at a record level. Look at that. That's all about what I've done. Since this whole thing has fallen off a cliff, he said nothing about the stock market.
Screw America. Back to us. We're going to pay someone's rent or mortgage for an entire year, right? That's the prize someone can win here. What would you suggest if they came to you and they said, I've got all this cash to burn, what would your suggestion be? Break it up into $5 notes, turn the ceiling fan on, throw it up and have a shower, or...?
I'd reckon that's the first thing you do, wouldn't it? Then the second thing you'd probably do is, if it were me, I would pay credit card debts off first, hex debt second, and then any family and friends that you owe money to, I'd pay them off third, because generally don't pay any interest on that, so they can swing for a while. And then the other thing as well that I'd probably do is I would take 10% of the money and I'd go and have a party or a trip overseas. I'd blow that money and the rest of it. Then I would actually start to think about either A, the mortgage, pay down that mortgage, or B, figure out just how you can use that money as a deposit to buy a house down the track. And that's the way you'd think your way through all of this, because you don't get these windfalls often. And when you do, you've got to not only have fun with the money and celebrate, but you've got to do a few sensible things as well.
I'd like to see that 10% Ross Greenwood party. I think that would be a wild time, my friend. And I would love an invite if you ever do have a party, because it would be good times.
Can I just say, let your hair down, because I don't have any, so you might as well do it for me.
So potentially, though, you're already a house owner, so you got the mortgage. If you will pay the mortgage for a year, if you took the money again and doubled down and paid the whole thing again
on extra repayments,
how quicker do you reckon you're getting ahead on your mortgage there?
Oh, really significantly. Like you paid a year's worth of mortgage off in advance. Mm. You're not only just saving that year off your mortgage, say you've got a 25-year mortgage, but what you're also doing is you're saving interest on that. So you'd be surprised at how quickly it could come down by even as much as 5 or 7 years, something of that nature.
Wow.
So it's not just the saving of the money on the mortgage, it's the saving on the interest that's the key thing. And that's the reason why. And if you think about it, if you're paying, I don't know, 5% on a mortgage, remember that's 5% after tax you're saving. So if you paid tax on that, you're talking about, I don't know, 7.5% in the bank or something of that nature.
Wow.
Now, nobody is paying you 7.5% in a bank account at the moment, and that's why this would be a godsend for somebody to win it and drop this money down on their mortgage. And remember, in the future, if you ever needed a little bit of that cash back, do the scouting or do something else, get it back and redraw it back off your mortgage as well. So no dramas.
That's true.
So essentially, if you do double down, we're not paying your rent or mortgage for a year. We're paying it for between 5 and 7 years.
100%. There's no doubt. And so that's the reason why this is such a great offer. And if people use their smarts and do the right thing with this dough, they can genuinely get themselves ahead in a big, big way. You know, this is almost better than your grandmother dying leaving you a few bob, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true, unless you hate your grandmother.
Yeah.
That explains why we're about to call out the names for this half hour, and the first one is Ross Greenwood. So if you call back on 131060...
We have to change the cell. We've been saying we'll pay your rent for a mortgage for an entire year. We'll have to say we're paying your mortgage for 5 or 7 years. How sensible you are.
Well, it was an accident, really, though, wasn't it? We didn't even realise.
I knew that.
Sure. Hey, Ross, Channel 9's Money Man, as always, you blow our minds, buddy. Thanks for calling through this morning.
No problems. Invite to their parties in the most.
I'll wait by my letterbox.
I'm thinking Bali. He'd be a Bali man, eh?
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Oh, we've just been handed some sweet hats for our Goon Raft tomorrow. If you haven't followed it, we are crossing the Brisbane River. On a raft made of goon, because Abby's parents still drink it.
They're so proud, that we're doing this. And we just have to thank so many people that have gotten bored. I'm pretty sure Gail was the one that made these bucket hats for us. She spent a long time doing them.
Handmade.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So
say 2018 on them.
They do say 2018. Why? Why, Steph?
It's the year we're doing it.
Yes.
Black Milk made us some outfits and they had 18 on there and we couldn't find out what 18 meant. That was a bit sad, wasn't it?
Well, we're nervous, okay? We're nervous because tomorrow, and we should remind everyone, we're going to cut things I've learned. Not things I've learned, sorry.
Thanks
to discuss this, I believe.
Yeah, no, Gail,
this is more
I have
important.
To say a huge thank you to Gail that made the hats.
So tomorrow, we're going to launch our raft, our goon raft, into the Brisbane River, Combsley Beach Reserve boat ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't take you seriously with that hat on.
I'm the captain. It's my captain's hat. You will do as you're told.
Okay.
Don't take me seriously.
Then we're going to land at the North Shore Harbour Beach.
Are we?
In theory. So that is where you can meet us tomorrow. 11 o'clock is when the bag touches the water.
And we've got to be quick after that. So if you want to come and take last photos of us, then you got to do it quickly because you guys have to row. As soon as it hits the water, we row, because we've got to get off the river as quickly as possible because I'm pretty sure they're going to fill up with water.
And as soon as we hit the water, if you do come down to watch us launch, they will be holding auditions.
For this show? Oh, no, they've already done that.
They've already done that. They're ready to go on Friday.
Oh.
Friday morning, yeah.
Who did they get?
They got the chick who's the model on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
If I get replaced by Mike Goldman, I will not be happy.
Oh, no, he said no to it.
As if he said no, he's fanging for a job.
Who do you reckon is replacing you?
You could find any old knobhead, couldn't you?
And that's exactly who it is.
That's how we found you.
For Friday.
Hey, they came begging for me.
Did they?
No, they didn't. Of course they didn't. I was on the work for the doll scheme.
I'm nervous, guys.
I'm actually nervous now.
Classic Coleman.
Like when we're in the middle of the river, that's going to be freaky, isn't it?
It's a long stretch.
It is.
We don't even know how long the gap is that we're rowing.
That's obviously, that's something we should have considered, Stav. You're right.
We did our rowing test, we only rowed for 3 minutes. And then we're all pretty much.
You guys, are we going to have to, maybe we should do a changeover.
Of rowers?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, and we need knee pads as well, because we've got to be on it. Oh my God, all these things we haven't thought about. You've got to be on your knees rowing. Have you ever done that before?
Oh, yeah. How do you think I got this job? Tomorrow, 11 a.m. launch day. Come and see us. Combsley Beach Reserve boat ramp. We're landing at the North Shore Harbour Beach.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Alrighty, that's the show done and dusted. We discuss a little extra business here. I believe today we should discuss Goonraft because we are, as we record this, we are 24 hours away from actually putting our Goonraft, Goonlamore into the Brisbane River.
Yes. I don't have life insurance.
No, it's a form of gambling.
I don't know. I just feel like, we'll be fine though. We've got life jackets.
Is it like the president and the vice president, like we all shouldn't be on the same raft?
Nah, because we're like a president together. And then they've got the B team, or rather that's the A team. So we're a package deal.
Right.
You mean like we all shouldn't go together?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're a package deal.
I'm not worried. I think we're going to be fine. We all know how to swim. Yeah, there's the issue of sharks, but we've got safety boats there to come and collect us if there is an issue.
And life vests.
Mm. Yeah. So, what, I mean.
At worst, we'll lose a limb.
I mean, there is the fear of failure.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about that.
I mean, we're not used to it, I guess. Mm. We're winners.
Yeah.
We're winners.
So, percentage-wise, what would you say that we're going to make it?
I think we're going to do it, but I think there's going to be an issue with water filling up and then becoming, I think it's going to be touch and go. I honestly do. I feel like they're going to fill up with water. It's going to slowly start sinking, and I think that you guys are going to get tired rowing, and that's what I'd like to offer if we do a changeover. That's going to be freaky changing over.
That's what I would say. I have full faith in the boat.
Mm.
I just feel like it probably our fitness level is going to be what will be in question.
I feel like that's we really should do it. I think we should change over.
We're both pretty fit.
You almost died doing a 3-minute row.
No, I had a high heart rate, but that's just, it's got way further to pump the blood. I'm very tall.
It's true.
That's got nothing to do with it at all.
When we were rowing and I looked to my left and I saw you, for a second I thought there was a prey mantis on there. I was like, that is long.
Do you know when you do your heart rate, they don't ask for your height, they ask for your age. So it's got nothing to do with your height.
No, I'm with Stav.
No,
you would have.
I'm with science.
You would have like a few more kilometres worth of vein in you than I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And that's why your heart size would probably be different.
You've got a big heart.
I do.
No, it's just in proportion.
Everything's in proportion, just PS.
It is. Does that mean it's super skinny as well? Because you're rather thin.
We're still talking about my heart.
Have you got a thin heart?
I don't know.
A big thin. Thin heart.
Anyway, we'll be fine. It's going to be good. Elon Musk has put a car up into space orbiting Mars. We're going to cross the Brown Lake and it'll all be fine.
I don't think it's orbiting Mars.
Yeah, it is. That's what it's going to do. The plan is for it to orbit Mars.
Is it in the? It's up now?
Yeah. You can watch it live.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's up. You can watch it on news.com. So it's happened.
I was say, it hasn't made it to Mars yet.
No, that'll take years.
Oh, yeah.
Mars is a long way away.
Yeah.
It's a very long way.
Hmm.
I hope he's calculated his electricity properly. Because imagine he gets halfway.
There'd be no place to plug in, would there?
Nope. No Westfields on the way to Mars, unfortunately.
Yet.
That's right. Oh, well, everyone, we'll see you tomorrow for our show, our Goon Show. Have a great day.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt.